We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, pleased to be joined by Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. And coach, under these difficult times, how are you guys doing in the football program? I know you can't necessarily get into fall camp, but how's it going for you guys?
Well, we've actually gotten a couple practices in, so it's going great. We reported on Tuesday at practice number one on Wednesday, and we just had our second practice this morning, and guys are up here right now, and we're meeting, and they allow you to do a walkthrough at night, so we'll go out there about 8:30. I try to set my schedule up where we get after it early in the morning and, you know, meet a little bit early afternoon, give the guys a chance to go back to their residence and take a nap for a few hours, eat dinner, team meet. Bobby, you've been through all this stuff. You just meet some more, right? And then, yeah, then we do the walkthrough late at night, and we got a curfew at 10:30, and then it's Groundhog Day. We do the same thing the next day, just change up, you know, kicking game and a few things that you're doing offensively and defensively. But it's going well. I'm really pleased with what kind of shape the guys are in. We've had them here since June 15th, so our strength staff did a super job with them, and then the NCAA allowed us a couple weeks of walkthroughs. The coaches being out there with them, provided you didn't have a football, and do some football drills, and you were able to meet a little bit too. So we feel good about where we're at right now.
Now, Coach Fritz, you got to be excited about the conference and the leadership. I'm looking where you've been cleared to play a full 12-game football schedule if the opportunity arises. Now, you can replace the canceled games and play up to 12. Now, you plan to keep its 8-game league schedule and allow the members to play up to 4 non-conference games. Now, we all know you lost games against a Big Ten opponent September the 12th against Northwestern, and then September the 26th against Mississippi State. But it seems like there's a plan to replace those games and maybe have a full schedule. Particularly, I'm looking at maybe games against South Alabama in Mobile, and then even right up the road against Southern Miss.
Yeah, we've got those set up today. They had a little press conference, and Troy Danner, our athletic director, has done a really nice job of staying on top of this. And, you know, they lost games to 1AA programs, and I think South Al is going to open their stadium up against Grambling, and the SWAC's not going to play this season. They already made that decision. We lost the game against Northwestern, so we're going to go over and help them open up their new stadium. And on the 26th, Southern Miss was going to play Auburn, and we were playing Mississippi State. The SEC decided not to play non-conference games, so we jumped on an old rival of Tulane's for years and years, and we played Southern Miss in the bowl game a few months back, so that was a natural one. It'll be close for our fans to be able to drive over to either game, so that was great scheduling by Troy.
Now, Coach Fritz, you also got to be encouraged because you want to play for a championship, not just play games, but you can set goals. I'm looking at the American Athletic Conference. They announced that the football championship game is fluid. You got to be flexible. It could be either December the 5th, the 12th, or December the 19th at the stadium, the regular season champion. So I think that also bodes well, the vision going forward to actually play for a conference championship.
Yeah, it really is. You know, there's a little bit of flexibility because, you know, the Navy-Army game, you know, if the Navy's in the game, you know, they're also, we're playing, you know, our side of the division, but they're also really looking closely at, you know, a bunch of tiebreakers and, you know, be able to have the top two teams in the conference play for that championship either on December 5th, 12th, or 19th. But I'm glad the conference has gone full speed ahead. They kind of, they've waited a little while just to kind of see the lay of the land and feeling good about things, kind of find out what maybe some other conferences we're doing. And I think our commissioner has done a good job by, you know, waiting and kind of seeing what's happening.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here on Sports Talk. And, Coach, has there anything come of this COVID-19 in terms of preparation, anything new in terms of advents and technology that you feel like the program might keep long-term, a new way to do things?
Well, one thing is the Zoom meetings. You know, I've done, you know, I don't think I'm embellishing. I'm sure I've been on, you know, 500 to 1,000 Zoom meetings with position meetings and head coaches meetings and coaches meetings. And, you know, I've had probably 50 to 75 home visits via Zoom with the recruits. So, you know, it's something that I think is really neat to do. And it's much more effective than I thought it was going to be. So, you know, one of the things I think that you'll see conferences and people do instead of trying to meet face to face all the time with, you know, you fly someplace and you have a 5-hour meeting and then you fly back. Now you have that 5-hour meeting via Zoom and, you know, now you don't have to, well, obviously it won't be as expensive, but also you're not having to, you know, lose a day traveling there and losing a day traveling back as well. So I think that's going to be for Tulane the wave of the future, right? We'll be doing that quite a bit.
Now, Coach Fritz, what is the expectations? Obviously, boy, you want to win the conference. You want to get over the hump. Obviously, be bowl eligible, but to win the conference. Whether you're dealing with COVID and the virus and all that, where are you at right now, and how do you challenge the players that this could be our season?
Well, number one, we want our guys to be healthy. You know, and I've told them, you know, from the get-go, hey, guys, we're full speed ahead. And, you know, until someone tells me otherwise. And we're all the guys have jumped in and bought in to what we're doing. And we're listening to the experts. We're very lucky that Dr. Stewart, our team doctor, is in charge of it for the whole conference. And so just working and staying healthy. One of the other new things I'm working on is, you know, I'm the mask czar around here as well. I go into meetings and remind guys to put their mask on and outside and all over the place. So I'm losing my voice just because of getting guys to make sure they're putting the mask on. The guys are doing their job with it. But we want the guys to stay healthy, and we do feel like we've really improved as a football program. We signed a great class. We're really excited about that class. A lot of New Orleans kids that have really shown up here these first couple practices I've been impressed with. And then we, you know, with our upperclassmen, and just, you know, if we get some injuries at a certain position, it's not going to be disastrous like it has been in the past. I think we've got an offensive line that can compete in this conference. We haven't had that in the past. And there's two or three other positions I think we're as good as anybody in the conference, and I've got a tremendous amount of depth, and we'll be able to roll a lot of players. So that's the big difference to me, is just the quality, not only with the first group, but also with the second group. And we haven't had that since I've been here.
Coach, speaking of masks, have you guys auditioned any of those, what other programs have done, where they put the mask almost that glass with some holes in it, that shield with the holes in it around the face mask, et cetera, not just the eyes?
Yeah, we're kind of trying that out right now with some guys, you know, and making sure it's something that they feel like is breathable. It's that's what we're really trying to look at, and you're trying to, you know, obviously protect these guys from the virus, but you know, also you're going to be playing games, and you know, the heat index might be 100 degrees, so you got to be smart with, you know, what you're doing and how you're covering up and all those kind of things. So we've been kind of trying it out and looking at it and, you know, kind of quizzing the guys after practice and see what they think about it. And, If our trainers and our doctors feel like it would be advantageous for us to do it, you know, that's the direction we'll go in.
What's been the feedback from the players?
Well, a couple of them have liked it, and a couple of them have not liked it at all. So we're trying to do about four or five guys each day, different position groups, you know. About a week or two ago, they talked that it was going to be a national rule, that everybody had to do it. And then conferences were talking about, hey, this is going to be mandatory for you to do. But right now, it is optional. And so we're looking at it, and I think they're studying if it is a plus for you to be able to do that too.
Now, Coach Fritz, just around the corner, how do you monitor as far as your team and the players with the student population, maybe how you keep them apart, whether you're doing classes online or whether you're in the actual classroom? To me, it's more challenging college football than the NFL, considering that you are a student athlete.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to be in the bubble as much as, you know, what we've seen with NBA basketball and the NHL, certainly. But, you know, our guys have done a phenomenal job. It's just, we have had, you know, in our athletic department, when you talk about all the players and administrators and coaches, we've had way over 2,000 tests, and I believe we were 10 positives in the football program, or a lot less than that. So, you know, I was concerned about that July 4th weekend, without question, and we got by that weekend, and that was very important. And I just told our guys, hey, we gotta sacrifice a little bit here, you know, and we gotta understand that, you know, we gotta wear a mask, and we gotta do some things that are different, because this is a different time in our country's history, everybody's gotta sacrifice, everybody's gotta be unselfish. You know, and the guys have bought into it, and you know, it's coaches are doing a good job of monitoring it as well. So I'm just proud of where we're at right now. We need to continue to keep doing it, and hopefully, we'll get everybody buying in all over the place, and we'll be able to have fans in the stands here in a month or two, and everybody get back to watching some football and feeling healthy and all those kind of things.
Tulane Head Football Coach Willie Fritz, thanks so much for the time. We'll check in with you a little later on down the line.
You bet. Thank you all. Roll wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.